Ever feel like life just throws you a curveball? Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think we all know that feeling.
Well, today, we're diving into a story that tackles that head on.
Head on.
The story of Job.
Definitely a classic.
You probably know the basics.
The good guy, terrible things happen.
Right, but we're going deeper,
Much deeper.
beyond that surface level,
Exacter.
unpacking why this ancient tale is still so powerful thousands of years later.
Yeah, why does this one stick with us?
We're looking at an article called The Story of Job, Faith, Integrity, and Suffering to help us along the way.
Love that title. Gets right to the heart of it.
And what I find fascinating
Yeah.
is that this article doesn't just retell the story, like a SparkNotes version or
It
something.
does go way beyond
It
that.
gets into the
To
nitty-gritty
nuance, yes.
of Job's character and the timeless questions this story asks.
About faith, about why bad things happen to good people, about
All
suffering
the big
that
stuff.
we're still wrestling with today.
Okay, speaking of good, the article calls Job a perfect man. Ah, yes,
And what
perfect.
does that even mean?
Right.
Like, he never made a mistake.
Exactly. It's not about being
Oh,
flawless.
no.
The article really emphasizes his deep commitment to God.
His righteousness. Like,
Exactly.
really striving to live a morally good life.
Not just following rules,
It's deeper than that.
a genuine desire to please God.
You got it.
And it's more than just words.
Oh, for sure.
The article gives this detail about Job making daily sacrifices.
Daily sacrifices.
Yeah, for his children, just in case they sinned.
Wow, just in case.
Without even knowing, right?
That shows how seriously he takes his faith.
Right. I mean, talk about dedication.
That's
It
intense.
really sets up this stark contrast for what's about to hit him.
Imagine being that devout,
That meticulous in your practice.
and then bam,
Yeah.
everything changes.
Okay, so before we get to that downfall,
The bad stuff.
let's paint a picture of Job's life.
Before things go south.
Right. The article doesn't just say he's wealthy.
Oh,
It gets specific.
I like it when they do that.
7,000 sheep,
Okay, that's a lot of sheep.
3,000 camels,
Getting
and
serious there.
500 yoke of oxen.
Yoke of oxen. Had to look that one up.
Plus, he's got 10 kids,
A big
a
fan.
full house.
They're really driving home how much he has to lose.
Right, like setting the stage.
The stakes are high
Really high.
because it's not about losing stuff.
No, it's so much more.
It's losing everything that
The
matters.
purpose, his
The
family,
world.
and then things get interesting.
Oh, here we go.
The article describes this scene up in heaven.
Up in heaven.
Yeah. Like a council
A council.
with the sons of God
Oh,
gathered
wow.
before God.
Okay, I'm picturing this.
And get this.
What?
Satan's there.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a casual meeting.
No, definitely not.
Feels very dramatic.
Like a movie.
High stakes, cosmic drama.
But here's the key.
Okay.
This isn't just about Job getting punished randomly.
Good point, because it's easy to read it that way.
It's a test of faith,
A test?
a wager between God and Satan.
Now that's interesting.
Right.
So what are they betting on exactly?
Satan basically says
Yeah.
that Job is only righteous because life's been good.
Because God's blessed him.
Exactly. Take those blessings away, Satan says.
And what?
Job will curse God.
So it's a challenge to Job's integrity.
At the core,
Yeah.
God being confident in Job
Sure.
allows the test.
There's a catch, right?
There is a big one.
Lay it on me.
Satan can't harm Job personally.
Interesting.
I think that detail is going to be important later.
I bet it will.
It raises a big question for our listeners, though.
Hit us with it.
Whose side are you on?
In this cosmic debate.
Yes. Do you think Job's faith is real?
Like, is it genuine? Or just because things have been easy?
It's a tough one.
Definitely makes you think.
So how does this test play out?
What does Satan do?
Well, buckle up, because Job is about to get hit with some devastating news.
It's not pretty.
Not at all.
We're not talking minor inconveniences here.
It's blow after blow,
One after another.
each one worse than the last.
Oof.
The article describes messengers arriving,
Like something out of a Greek tragedy.
one by one, with news.
Terrible news!
His livestock are stolen.
Okay, that's bad.
Fire destroys his property.
Material things, but still.
And
Ouch.
then the worst,
Oh
his
no.
children,
Are killed.
in a sudden house collapse.
That's just awful.
Unimaginable.
The article really emphasizes the weight of these losses.
It's relentless.
Not just that things are gone, but the way it happens, one after the other.
So how does Job respond to all this?
Yeah, most people would be angry,
Livid.
questioning everything.
But Job, he's different.
What does he do?
He grieves. intensely.
Of course, who wouldn't?
The article describes him tearing his clothes, mourning his children.
Real raw grief.
But amidst the grief,
yeah,
there's something else.
What is it?
He worships.
He still worships God.
He says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Those are famous words.
It's a powerful statement of faith.
In the face of such suffering.
It's a moment that's resonated with people for centuries.
I can see why.
Some are incredibly inspired by it.
A testament to unwavering faith.
Others see it as unrealistic, even troubling.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Where do you fall, listener?
Could you find that acceptance?
It's a question we all have to wrestle with.
It certainly challenges us to think about our own capacity for faith.
And remember what we said earlier.
About the limits on the test.
God said Satan couldn't physically harm Job.
Right.
But emotionally, spiritually.
That's a gray area.
And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Can't wait.
When we dive into what comes after the suffering.
Because the story doesn't end there.
Stay tuned.
Back again with the deep dive into the story of Job.
This story, man, it really sticks with you.
It does, doesn't it? Like, it gets under your skin.
And we left off last time.
Yeah.
With Job facing unimaginable loss.
Everything taken from him.
But still, amidst all that grief,
he says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Right. Such powerful words.
It's a statement that continues to, I don't know, challenge us.
It's not easy to grasp.
No, it's not a simple thing.
And the article points out that this isn't just about the suffering itself.
There's more to it.
It's about what comes after.
Okay, so what does come after for Job?
Well, it's a period of intense questioning.
Questioning what?
His faith.
He starts doubt.
He's wrestling with it.
That seems like a pretty human response, don't you think?
Toby.
When you're hit with that much pain.
Wouldn't most of us have questions for God?
I know I would.
Job is no different.
He doesn't just accept it blindly.
He wants to understand.
The why.
Exactly.
And that's where his friends come in.
Ah, yes, Job's friends.
Not exactly the best support group, are they?
Not really.
What do they do?
They try to offer comfort, sure. Their arguments.
They don't really help.
Let's just say they miss the mark.
But they do reflect a very human tendency, I think.
Oh, how so?
When we see someone suffering, we try to find a reason.
To make sense of it.
Right. A cause and effect.
Sometimes even blaming the person who's suffering.
Like, they must have done something to deserve it.
It's like everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Almost like we can't handle the idea of random bad things happening.
To good people, especially.
Job's friends, they're convinced he must have done something wrong.
To bring this on himself.
Maybe some hidden sin, you know.
Secret wrongdoing.
Pride.
Right. Something to justify it.
But Job, he pushes back against that.
Buy it.
He knows he hasn't done anything to deserve this.
And this is where the story gets really relatable, I think.
I agree.
Because who hasn't felt that way?
Like, life just isn't fair.
It's that universal feeling of, why me?
Why now?
Questions that go beyond any one time or place.
Job refuses to settle for easy answers.
He wants the truth.
He demands to speak to God directly.
Bold move.
He wants to plead his case. You know,
make God see his side.
And eventually, God responds.
This is a big moment.
It is.
So what happens?
Well, it's not a simple answer.
God doesn't just give him a list of reasons.
No, it's more like God challenges Job's perspective.
How so?
Reveals the vastness of creation, the mysteries we can't comprehend.
A bigger picture than Job can see.
Exactly.
It's humbling, for sure.
God isn't justifying Job's pain, but saying, look, there's more to this than you understand.
Wow, so how does Job take that?
He accepts it.
Really?
He doesn't get the answers he wanted.
What?
He finds peace in acknowledging the limits of his own understanding.
He realizes he doesn't have all the answers.
And that his suffering, however inexplicable, doesn't negate his faith.
That's profound.
Isn't it?
It goes against how we usually think about faith.
Like we have to have all the answers.
Or be shielded from hardship.
Job's story tells a different story.
It's about trusting, even when you don't understand.
Even in the darkest times.
That resonates, no matter what you believe.
So, where does this leave Job?
What happens next?
Well, the article mentions his fortunes are restored.
He gets everything back.
New wealth, more children.
The material stuff.
But the real transformation, it's internal. He's come through the fire, his faith intact.
Maybe even stronger.
It's a powerful image of resilience.
Coming out the other side, not just unbroken, but changed.
And that's what's sticking with me, listener.
As we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
what's resonating with you about this story?
What's standing out?
Take a moment to think about that.
As we head into the final part of Job's journey,
we'll be back soon to explore what this all means in the bigger picture. And we're back with the deep dive, still exploring the story of Job.
This one really takes us on a journey, doesn't it?
It does. It forces us to grapple with those big universal questions.
The ones that have been around forever.
Why suffering?
What is faith, really?
How do we deal with a world where pain and loss are just part of the deal?
Heavy stuff.
In the last two parts, we saw Job go through an incredible transformation.
From riches to rags.
Facing unimaginable loss.
Questioning everything.
And ultimately standing before God demanding answers.
A bold move.
But what's interesting is that God's response...
It's not straightforward.
It's not some neat explanation.
No bullet points.
It's more like God pulls back the curtain. Just little.
Gives Job a glimpse behind the scenes.
Of the vastness of creation.
And all the intricate working.
Things we just can't comprehend.
A total perspective shift.
A humbling experience.
It's like God is saying, Job, you're asking the wrong questions.
It's not about why you're suffering.
It's about how you choose to respond.
And in the end, Job accepts this.
Even without a clear explanation?
He recognizes the limits of his own understanding.
We just can't know everything.
And he chooses to trust.
That takes strength.
It's not about ignoring the pain or pretending things are okay.
It's about acknowledging the mystery.
That there are things we'll never fully grasp.
And finding a way to hold on to hope, even then.
I think that's a powerful lesson for all of us.
Especially today.
When we're bombarded with information.
And crave easy answers.
Job's story reminds us.
That some questions don't have simple solutions.
And maybe that's okay.
Maybe the struggle, the questioning, it's all part of it.
Deepening our faith. Our resilience.
Making us stronger.
The article mentions that Job's fortunes are restored.
He gets his wealth back, more children.
But I think the most important restoration.
You know, the one that really matters.
Is what happens inside him.
He comes out of this crucible.
Not broken, but transformed.
His faith tested and refined.
Stronger than ever.
That's the message I'm taking away from this, listener.
Job's story isn't a fairy tale. It's not a simple story.
It's messy.
Complicated.
But ultimately, it's a story of hope.
It's a reflection of the human experience.
Suffering is a part of life.
We all go through it.
But we can endure.
We can grow.
We can even find meaning in the midst of it.
It's a testament to faith, to the human spirit.
To our ability to keep going.
So as you go about your day, listener.
We leave you with this.
How will you respond to life's challenges?
What will you choose to believe in?
When things get tough.
Those are questions worth pondering.
And we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Until next time, keep exploring,
keep questioning,
and keep diving deep.